Good evening.
Happy New Year!
Good evening, Jules and Gents.
Good evening, Jules and Gents.
It's your boy, Corey Blackman, a.k.a. Photo Surge, a.k.a. Apollo, a.k.a. It's a lot of a.k.a.s. I have an identity problem. But anyway.
All those a.k.a.s, but you don't got an a.k.a.
Shut up. I knew you was going to say something like that. And then it's your boy.
You already know the man with the most pride. Daydreamer.
I don't got like AKAs.
You just call me D, call me Daydreamer. See, but just don't call me late for dinner.
But that's only because, you know, I'm constantly on the run from the law. I'm just kidding.
Too many aliases.
I have too much time on my hands. That's the problem here, alright? Alright, today. Alright, we're getting actually into an actual topic. You know, in the past, we've just been talking the talk. But today, we're going to get into it for all our lovely models. For all our, hopefully, I want some photographers, you know, on our, you know, podcast, you know. So they can get a vibe for what Proud Beauty is. And I'm mad at Dion because he gave me a wonderful idea. And I'm looking at my setup here. And I really want it now. Proud Beauty and neon lights.
It'll look sexy. And if it were the blinking lights too, it'd be like, bleep, bleep, bleep. How Proud Beauty. Proud Beauty.
Oh, man, that would be beautiful. But today's topic is types of modeling, or more of how they relate to one another. Mm-hmm. In the sense that, you know, not every model is the same. Not every model, you know, does fashion. Not every model, you know, just is out on Instagram. You know, Instagram in and of itself is kind of a different topic, which we will be covering at a later point.
But, and also, you know, some models can't walk in no high heels. You know, some of them look like T-Rexes coming down. You know?
Hey, don't call out the ladies like
I'm
that.
I'm not calling out our ladies. I'm calling out other ladies I've seen that walk down the runway and look like T-Rex. Hey, but then other women, they got that, you know, that wink, wink, nudge. They look at you, you like, oh my God, she can't be looking at me like that.
So basically, what you're saying is you're being controversial today. I understand.
How am I being controversial?
No, I'm just kidding. It's all love. It's all right. I understand. It's okay. All right. So we're gonna go in order, semi. If one relates to the other, you know, we might jump in. But like, let's start with the most, you know, common. Well, not the most common. I feel like it's the most recognized.
Yeah,
you know,
the most recognized.
You know, most notoriety. And that's...
when you hear modeling, it got to be like one of the first things that come to your mind.
Yeah, exactly. That is very true. So the first being fashion or editorial models. These models are the faces you see on high fashion magazines like Vogue. Editorial models are usually... work with top fashion designers, you know, all the big names and stuff, including Gucci and Marc Jacobs and all of that.
And that Prada, already know.
Yeah, as a whole, editorial modeling tends to be most selective. You know, you gotta be slim, you gotta be, you know, the complete package. And some of the pros for this particular area of modeling, fit body, you know, it does help, you know, with your body, but, you know, we're gonna get into that. Talented, most of these they're very talented, you know, very focused and business-minded individuals 90% of the time.
And some of the cons for these fashion models is there's a lack of pay. You know, it doesn't always bring home the bacon, doesn't, you know, make sure you have enough for the rent money. That's the little issue with it. And it's hard to break into. It's really hard to break into any business that has to do with fashion or entertainment. But fashion modeling is definitely very hard to break into. And then it's high standards. And
very, which are actually basically, honestly, to me, the main one out of the three. Honestly, that one eclipses, that's the word I was looking for, eclipses the other two, solely because the standards are kind of unfair. Like, not unfair, but like unnecessary, to a point that some models really harm themselves
to really make sure they get into, you know, certain like gigs and everything. Yeah, I see what you mean, because it was in the darker days of modeling when all the women were size twos and definitely the stories of, you know, crack was in there. I don't want to say the word incorrectly, but anorexic.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There we go. So they, you know, having to put your body through stress,
it's sad, because a lot of the best icons were forged through that era. Yeah. It really irritates me, because it's just like, y'all went through so much. So much that no one stops and recognizes, which is part of, you know, the series that we're going to be covering. This is probably why we're, you know, doing this particular topic. Just as a side note, we're highlighting the many different faces of modeling in our lifetime and, you know, in the past. But, you know, just to reach out and really, you know, support our models. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with a little bit of information now and then. Yeah. But the question for always with fashion / editorial modeling is, isn't it an it factor when it comes to this level of modeling?
Yes, it is.
Oh, whoa, whoa, calm fuck down.
There is an it factor. There is a hell of an it factor when it comes to modeling. If you can't give a certain look, if you can't sell like the persona of, you know, in the shoot, not outside the shoot. Mm-hmm. There's a difference when you clock in, when you clock out. When you clock in and you're on that set, if you can't sell that look for that clothing brand or for that in particular look or the shoot or whatever, then you're not meant to be a model.
Damn.
I'm being a little rough with it.
Damn. Well, you're not wrong, but do you think it can go a little far?
Go a little far by what you mean?
Like we were saying earlier, do the standards fit the does it exactly match up, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
you have to know your boundaries. That's the number one thing. Mm-hmm. If you know that you really want to do fashion, high fashion, mm-hmm, runway modeling or whatever, and you got the height, but you're just not there with the bodies, don't overdo working out just to hurry up to get like a gig or to be able to get into that actual line of modeling or whatever. Give your body time. Let it actually, you know, lose weight naturally. You know, yeah. Don't do nothing that will harm yourself like down the line or whatever. And, you know, if you hear that you can actually do runway modeling and you want to, you know, get out there, you know, do it. Just make sure you just don't harm yourself.
So, yeah. I feel like Cleveland models are starting to get to that point where, like, you know, they are who they are. I don't see a lot of Cleveland models like they're obsessed with that image, but they're not in a rush to like actually
get to it. Yeah. And then also, I will say this: I feel like Cleveland models have actually all have their own different identities.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, that's
I can't find, you know, two.
One of, that, yeah, that's a bit the same. Yeah, no, I've never ran across the same.
They all
same.
Got their little niche to them. Even if they're, like, in the same group, but they're both, like, they're different models. There's, you know, same group of girls, but they're different models. They have their own little different to them. Their own little nick, you know, that actually makes them different and stand out still.
Hey, it's Cleveland. And what you got? You got to stand out somehow. But basically, at the end of the day, the, you know, fashion editorial modeling is a good portfolio builder, honestly. Because if you get your commercial shoots done by somebody professional, you're in there, like swimming in. But it's still hard to get into even today, because people want that. Artists can be very, very picky, and I am one of them sometimes, not all the time, because I know how to, you know, make exceptions to, like, you know.
Also, ain't no more free out here, Randy.
Oh yeah, no, we ain't doing free no more. But we not gonna talk about that, Dion. We're talking about modeling. All right, we ain't gonna talk about our
fair.
Our stuff yet. Not yet. It's all right. We're coming. That's a couple episodes later. It's all
right. A couple episodes later.
All right.
But also, just to say real quick or whatever, if you guys ever do need, you know, your modeling, you know, portfolios handled, you know who to come to. Proud Beauty, you know.
Proud Beauty Inc., you know, we got a website now, you know, going to be linked in the description or whatnot. But don't worry about it. Shh. Let's get back to the show. Anyway, next, runway models. These are the ones that honestly are like the most, like next to fashion. It's always back and forth because they're interchangeable most of the time. They usually need a very precise size with the different brands and the designers and whatnot. 5'9" is like, it's a perfect ratio. I'm glad I'm actually looking at my notes. It's apparently a perfect ratio.
Really?
Yeah. No. You remember this? I swear. Weren't we in the same class learning this?
That's the ratio?
It wasn't a ratio. It was like a perfect height, weight, and like all that good stuff.
You talking about when we were in men of strength? Because I was about to say, like,
this was no, it wasn't class. In men of strength. No. It was not in men of strength. I guarantee you.
I was barely good in math class, so this is probably why I don't remember it.
It was in college, Dion. Come on.
Oh, snap. See, I dropped out of college. Oh, no.
Hey. I'm just trying to jog your memory. It's all right. But these models are the perfect showcase for, you know, any designer uprising that's a completely... Oh, my God. Jesus. There's so many good designers. Actually, there's a lot of good designers, especially Frisk Me. Shout out to Frisk Me. We see you, girl. We see you. But, honestly, pros. Focus. You need focus. You need to focus on that runway. You need. There's a lot of attention on you, and it's a lot of practice.
Practice.
The switch, the look that you got. We got videos of our models. They get it.
Thing on that runway.
It's mesmerizing, even. Cons. It is, again, like fashion editorial models. It is like this. You can't be too tall. You can't be too short. And it's a little bit of fat shaming. It's kind of hectic.
And they're trying to do better with that. We will give credit with that or whatever. They, most, you know, I won't say most, but there are shows that are, you know, being performed and they actually are just plus size models, or there's plus size models included in the runway shows. So I do want to say that they're getting better with it, but that is the main ideal body type that you think of when you hear runway model.
Yeah. It's a lot of favoritism too. We've heard some, we're not gonna say any names, but we've heard some stories and I'm just like, wow, okay, that's disconcerting.
Because the story that we just recently heard or whatever, that's my second time of hearing favoritism.
Oh, that was like my... No, you're right. No, second. You're saying... Second. Yeah, second.
So we both had different first-time stories.
But this is the second one. Yeah, no. It's kind of wild because, like, you know, we all trying to make it out here. We're all...
Yeah, it's all
artistic. Yeah, artistic, beautiful people. But it's still this, like... You know, it's always going to be a little bit of favoritism, but it don't need to be that much, you know, it's like...
And sometimes I wonder, is it really favoritism, or is it really just competition?
That's a good question. That's honestly a good question. That is the one thing that we should highlight a little bit more. There is always going to be competition, no matter what. And you know, although I would like everybody to be friends and to, like, you know, come up with great ideas for one another, you know, get in all the ideas like some of my models do, but competition, yeah, at the end of the day is, you know, slim pickings, so I can't complain all the time.
Because we have to remember, though, that at the same time, it is art, and that a lot of people who are in it does it because it's part of their passion. They like to do it. It turned into a hobby and turned into something they really enjoy doing. But then at the end of the day, it's also a business. It's a multi-million-dollar business.
Speaking of multi-million-dollar business, we got a side note here. Kanye West. Hey, yo, like, I find it wild. I find it wild. I do, but I appreciate it all the more solely because it is fascinating to me that he thought of this, so, honestly.
Kanye West has decided to put on a runway show or whatever. But apparently, the news broke by TMZ that he wants to use homeless people as the models. Now, that's definitely breaking standards.
That's just throwing them all out the window. Just like, goodbye, whatever. I can't knock it. It may be the only thing that anyone can knock him for is taking away jobs for people that dedicate their lives to this shit. That's the only great. But at the same time, it's a bigger cause there, you know what I'm saying? Especially, yeah. You know, he ain't gonna not pay them.
Right.
Pray to God.
I mean, he Kanye West, if he don't pay people that I don't
know. I don't know.
Nah, I
was like,
that was very political.
Oh God, Lord, Amber. Nope, we're gonna keep.
real quick though, Kanye him doing this or whatever, it is to better help with the home. I mean, no, I'm sorry, I had a joke and then it got blocked out because of the comment.
It's okay, it's all right. Say what you wanted to say.
Oh my goodness. I mean, his Kanye clothing line is pretty much the homeless clothes already. So, I mean, is he just gonna put them on stage?
Hey, yo, chill. Hey, yo, if he called one of us and said, like, what you trying to say? I'm gonna be like, yo, that was Dion, yo. That wasn't.
I'm gonna just play one of my boys' tapes, like, hey, why you talking to me?
Listen to this.
back of the future.
Oh God, Jesus. All right, so to summarize, all right, you know, this area is very high standard and it's very rewarding though. Like, them shows are expensive, especially during Fashion Week. On any man, listen, if you make it to Fashion Week, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good for a while. But the next level, swimsuit/lingerie, all right? I like to just, I'm surprised that they labeled it this, but personally, I just categorize this under Budar. You know, this is a little bit less, this is more about body positivity / creating more art. Mm-hmm. Especially in my favorite form of photography, black and white. It's been some beautiful boudoirs in black and white. But specialize in swimsuits and all that, sleepwear, you know, that goes in there too. PJs, ladies, you know, I probably can send y'all like 100 different lingerie/different sites for this. But pros can be body positive, excuse me, I'm stuttering, many different avenues and can be fun because our models, in particularly, when's the next B&B shoot? When are we going to get another B&B? I really want to shoot.
We're just fun photographers.
That's true. That's true.
We be having a grand old time.
Listen, I got our setup. Next time I'm going to put the cameras up so y'all can see my setups. I mean, like, I'm not no Picasso or anything, but like,
it's a pretty nice setup. And also, just for our models real quick or whatever, especially Burning Roses, I'm gonna let you know, Corey flashed the light in my eyes. I know what y'all be going through now. I'm so sorry. My eyes almost like backfired on me for a second.
Okay. I won't make that mistake again. But the cons, they're kind of like, these cons are finicky because it depends on where you're at in the world and what level you're at, but they can be high standard if you're trying to get like a perfect look for, you know, a certain commercial or whatever. Speaking of commercials, these are usually also blended into commercials and because
sex sales,
yep. And can be very self-conscious. You know, leaving a boudoir shoot, you know, you're thinking in your head of how you're gonna look, and sometimes it just, you know, some people just overthink it, Yeah.
And then also, we're going to get into this in other podcasts also too, but it's also the insecurities that come to when it comes other models who aren't at that level, who see these like good boudoir shoes that like Victoria's Secret are doing, or I'm trying to think of another.
Don't worry about it. They'll pop up in your head like later on down the line.
I'm saying we're gonna be talking about five topics down.
But personally, this is one of my favorite types because like it's so much fun. You just like chill and relax, you know. Yeah. Especially at the level that we did it, it was just like, you know, a whole social interaction. You know, it was fun. It was fun. I really want to do another one, but you know, as soon as you know, good old 19 leaves, we can do it. The next one is commercial models. These are, you know, every time you look at TV, honestly, like they are very they're not strict in the sense of, you know, it's hard to get a gig. It's more like if you're a certain height, you go here. If you're a certain age, you're a certain size, you go over there, you go over there. And, you know, it's very diverse for new talent, you know. Wide range with products, catalogs, campaigns, all that good stuff. Pros, no real age requirement because it's, you know, again, very diverse. A lot of opportunity and, again, diverse.
Which is always a good thing.
Always.
So,
having a hard time following.
No, not even that.
And oh no! Oh, you're reading something.
I had to read at a fifth grade above a fifth grade level for once. So I'm having difficulties.
But the cons are not a lot of notoriety. Very market sensitive and can take a while to get recognized. And what I mean by that is you're lumped in with anybody else that's, you know, coming in doing the shoot for this particular brand, this particular commercial or whatnot. So like you're just not another. I wouldn't say it like that. It's gonna take a while for people to say like, oh hey, I know that girl. Or, hey, I know that guy. He's from another shoot that I find. Let me follow him. And this, that, and third. So, yeah, that one's a little bit, it's not for everyone. I feel like a lot of models don't feel like being, you know, lumped in.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to be another number, if you feel what I'm saying.
Again, because Cleveland models like to have their individuality, especially. They wouldn't do well with
that. Oh yeah, no, 100%. I mean, like, but considering the, you know, black-owned businesses, it's, you know, it's hard to get lumped in with a number because they always trying to, you know, outreach to other black people and bring them into the fold. You know how we are. We usually just like
networking is our best friend.
Oh, this is my best friend. What was next? Fitness models. These models tend to be the most fit, toned, athletic built. This is because makes sense as to, you know, you're an athlete. You gotta look toned. They're like the
Swimsuit catalog models.
Yeah, but just hella fit. The ones you see at the gym all the time, buffing iron for no reason.
Euro training.
It's funny. I'm supposed to be going to the gym Monday night.
Monday night. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. So you know,
I'm double calories for me.
You never know. I might find a new passion. You never know. Pros for this one leads into other work like swimsuit, lingerie. You know, keep your body toned. Very low fashion standards. I mean, like.
When
they're
really
different.
Think about it.
Yeah.
It's only, you know, wear a nice, not nice, but cut off sleeve shirt for guys. Certain types of shorts, joggers, sweatpants. Yeah. Women, shorts, and sports bra. And they come in different colors and with different brands. Mm-hmm. But
most of the part of it I've started to notice is like on Instagram and TikTok and all this other stuff, it's more of advertising your routine. You know what I'm saying? It's more like, that's where the IG model and the
influencer
is kind of like blend together, because you can be like an actual model out here, you know, for all the fitness brands and all that. But then you can kind of like advertise yourself, what, you know, what you eat, what you drink, what's your routine and whatnot. And it's very interesting, honestly. I think I would like it a little bit more if it wasn't so. Like, sometimes, right? It feels as if IG it just consumes their souls. But
when you see that you get 100 people watching your stories and that 200 likes, it makes you start to act different.
And this is the whole one dimension. It's like only one part of your life. Type thing. It's like one dimensional, but I don't want to put them in that category.
I told a friend of mine this one time or whatever, you're upset that I didn't like your post. You don't want me to like you in real life.
like I want to hug. However, Dion, we can't say that. I get pissed when I see certain motherfuckers don't like. Excuse me, y'all want to see this luscious content? You know, you think I just can just spend money like that? You know, I need your like, low-key.
But it's a difference between getting a like because you're just posting something on IG and then getting a like because you're trying to create art or promote a business. Yeah, or, you know,
this is true.
That's two different.
And they are the fine line because this is part of their life. Mm-hmm. But they're also like,
I need the likes to get advertisements, to get money to do shit.
You know, all that.
So, yeah.
But the cons, harder on the body if you don't know exactly what you're doing. Which most of them, by the time it reaches Instagram, they know exactly what they're doing. You know, it's a different league. It's kind of elite. When I typed this initially, I'm just like, it's kind of elite, but at the same time, it's not. You just don't know these people personally. I feel like it's probably a whole group of them that we just don't know. So elite may be taking it a little bit far, but it's diverse in the sense that, you know, anyone can be part of it, but it's not diverse in the content that is put out there, at least for right now. And well, I mean, TikTok makes everything diverse, I'm not gonna lie, because
you'll find a way to edit your videos and make it look nice and also entertaining. But, you know, it's hard to find originality when it comes to fitness models.
Yeah, no.
Because you'll...
I mean, your outfit could be by the gods. But, like, what you're doing is just essentially what everyone should strive to do at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We said it was a double standard, but I'm rethinking this double standard. Have to be fit.
You have to be fit, but then also it's like, you know, how skinny are you when it's coming to like the runway modeling or the high fashion? You can only let your body do so much or whatever, you know? And again, it's like going back, if you really want to be a fitness model or whatever, and you know that you're right now a plus size model, don't try to be a fitness model while you're trying to work to get to become a fitness model. You're going to it's the chance that you could overdo it in a gym or with dieting or whatever. Mm-hmm. That could really mess up your body because you're trying to speed up that process to probably look like other, you know, fitness models. Because most fitness models are already fit. You don't see a plus size model trying to make the journey to, you know, fitness model. Which would actually be interesting in a little niche. Anyone who takes my idea owe me money.
You're not wrong. I mean, like, I think that would be an interesting journey. Just, like, the transition between the two. But at the same time, it's just like, where? You would have to market that. You would have to market the team. I need a marketing team.
Definitely. Social medias. I don't even know.
Exactly.
We need to go to marketing school. We need to go back to school in general.
Next one. Hearts model. Modeling, all right. So head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Not head, shoulders, knees, toes. But hands, feet. You know, it's a market for this stuff, people. It's wild. When I was younger, I had no idea the world could be so interesting. But but it's just that, you know, it's actually an easier thing to get into. Because, you know, they're not being so particular. Yeah, your hands may be, you know, soft, or they might look some type of way. They don't look damaged or whatnot. But, like, for the most part.
Because I buy my nails. I couldn't pull off no ring on it. They be like, he got booty dick.
There are no real standards. You just have to, like, use their product on your hands or your feet or whatever it is. Again, this is a kind of weird. It's like, to think about modeling in this sense, like your body, actual body parts become.
Hey, you're beautiful. I don't need your face. I don't need your eyes, your lips, your nose, your body. I just need your feet.
That hurt way more than I.
But that's kind of what it,
but what
sounds,
it
like,
sounds like
a little bit. And like, you're beautiful, but I don't need all of you. I just need from the ankle down. I don't need all of you. I just need from your elbow to your tip of your...
I mean, like, in a way, you become anonymous. If you want to be more anonymous, this is like, sure. Like, you know. I mean, but at the same time, that's there where that double standard goes in. You're anonymous, but then nobody really knows, you know what I'm saying? Unless it's a pool of, you know, feet models and... hand models, yeah, I know the it sounds weird, but that people just pick from constantly, that then I guess your name spreads like wildfire.
True. You just like, hey, get the number one feet model in New York City.
Ring.
Zabasta. How may I help you now?
listen. It's weird. It has a negative connotation to it, I feel like. I mean, like, not everyone is just rushing to be... you know, show off their feet or show off. I mean, okay, show off a ring, yes, because as you can see, I have the drip.
Also, neck or whatever, beautiful necklaces.
Okay, yeah, that too. That too. Yeah. less known, and I feel like they can still be picky if they don't feel like you're sporting their look. Right. Still, because, you know, they have a vision.
Like, you know how girls are, you know, very upset if they break a nail or whatever. Let's say a hand model has to do a shoot in 2 days and she end up breaking her nail. Well, she not going to do that shoot now. Or she got to spend $200 on fresh pair of new nails.
That's fucked.
That's fucked. Women, you guys really go through a lot to look nice. My haircut, $20. Y'all is...
Hey, don't rub it in their fucking
I'm
face.
I'm just saying, like...
That's so fucking rude.
I'm not rubbing it in their face. I'm just saying, my shit, $20.
You're not wrong.
There's some girl nails that do cost $75, but they're going to be like, no, those not the real. Those are the push-on nails. I'm like... They still $75 compared to $200. But anyway, I got
you. See, unfortunately, you know, when I hear $75, my bougie ass is just like, okay, all right.
Julian from Everybody Hates Chris just pops up to my, you want $200 for a pair of nails?
Hey. My girlfriend confirmed it's not a bad thing to be bougie, all right? I have converted her to the dark side, all right? It's okay.
You're the... See, bougie, dark side. Frugal, light side.
Sure, if that's what you want to call it. That's what we're going to call it. All right, frugal. Whatever. We're not getting into this debate, all right? We're going to move on to the next type of modeling, which is fit modeling. And it's hilarious because when we were making this kind of the script for this, we don't exactly have a script. We kind of have an outline. But when we were doing this outline, me and Dion, we were just like, oh, this is like fitness modeling because it's fitness. No, completely different side of the spectrum that we knew about. It's just that we just overlooked it. It was just like, oh yeah.
Our faces just, you know, cue the gorilla sound. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, we just like,
But
slow moments.
Fit models are more behind the scenes. Sizing fit right before the garment is set out to manufacturer. Now, one would assume that these are the most mainstream that you can get because technically you're like working with the designer like step by step. You know what I'm saying? To me, I don't know about anybody else, but like this is the most mainstream, and you gotta work well with others, honestly. You kind of have to work with your designer. And they are diverse because not only are they getting all the sizes and stuff, but like they're learning different things about, you know, designing. So
they're the future designers / you know, clothing brands. And also, they kind of sound like stylists a little bit.
Yeah, they sound more like stylists, honestly.
So I don't know why. Are they just the stylists who actually decide to model?
Possibly. I mean, like, we don't have a lot of them here in my head.
No, actually, I can't think of, because we got a lot of just models in Cleveland, like runway models, editorial models.
Oh yeah,
a lot of editorial. But again, that's where their niches come into play.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, most mainstream for me. I don't know about anybody else. The cons, I'm going to scratch again. Once again, now that I really say it out loud, elite is stretching it because everybody has their niche. We said elite like for a couple of them, but that only really applies to the highest of the high fashion models, runway models and stuff, because they are elite. Next top model. Type stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, one would argue you would have to be fit in this category just to, you know, get all the size. But again, it's diverse because, you know, every niche needs to be covered. You know, big girls, small girls, you know, all the sizes need to be. So really, they are the most diverse. They are diverse. They are diversity at its finest. Mm. More interesting. I really feel like we should like dive into that one because we don't have a lot of.
Do you think that any of our models on the roster fit that mold, or
Aaron? Solely because she has brand. I mean, fashion line.
Okay.
Yeah. At the very most.
At the very most, yeah.
If y'all think of anybody that y'all know that could fit this category, please. Or any of these categories. Actually, yeah, no. If y'all go listen to this and just at the end of it, leave who y'all think is in each category. Not each category, or your favorite category. Please. That would be much appreciated. We always trying to expand Proud Beauty out here, you know.
Always.
Promotional models, I think personally, might be the most, Deion, help me out here.
Well, let's just read what we got here real quick. Or whatever. Promotional models, some models book jobs to help sell or promote a certain commodity. So, pretty much, these are the saleswomen of modeling. Yeah,
there we go. So, they are the most sell. They sell your product. And I mean sell it. They got to sell it.
That's where that it factor come back into play.
Yeah, this is true.
And a little bit of a saleswoman or whatever.
It takes character. One of the pros, it takes
charisma as well.
Oh, yeah. You got to, when you're standing near the booth, you got to be like.
Like, buy this shirt. Like, why? Because it's a shirt. Like, no. Tell me why should I buy this shirt, you know?
I feel like a lot of our models could do this. Oh, yeah, if they put their heart to it. They gotta put their heart into it, Deion. Their heart and soul. We don't half-ass shit around here. Alright? I'm bullying everybody 2022.
I'm getting bullied.
Everybody straight from Corey's mouth. I don't care how controversial it is to some of y'all. I'm bullying people 2022 because I love y'all and I want y'all to succeed. You know, diamond in the rough type shit. Just saying. So if I just randomly come up in your DMs saying like, hey, don't you owe me like 12 shoots, LaDonna? Don't be upsetty. Just, you know, agree with me. Wait,
I don't want to be petty.
Who were you about to say? Might as well get it out now. Might as well get it out now.
I mean, if you want to come into work and, you know, do more than one, you know, photo shoot, you're more than happy to, Alyssa.
Hey! You know,
fitness model.
Chill out.
I'm sorry. It was deep. That was a deep.
That was deep in my pettiness. Okay, back on track. More interactive, and this one can be more of a job. This is more like could be like, you know, that sign waiver, not to demean it in any way, but that sign waiver outside of the, you know, the old Burger King or, you know, fast food joint in your hometown or whatnot. I feel like this one can be more of a job, but it'd be a fun job because you meet a lot of different people. You get to sell products, especially if you're like selling like hand soap or creams, face creams or whatnot, shirts and all that good stuff.
Quick little story time or whatever. So when I was working with my friend Lou on his nonprofit, Unity Through People, we took a little detour and we made a clothing brand. So, you know, we got the clothing, we got a little inventory or whatever, and we went to a pop-up shop at Glow Lab, back when it was in Fifth Street Arcade downtown. And it was a couple models there at first. I thought they were just models, but now that I'm learning, they were actually, you know, promotional models.
Yeah.
You know, so that it was a nice little runway show and everything. But then, you know, it was our promotional model. He had one of our shirts on. It was Evolved. And it was just when Kendra's Humble came out. No, I think he was.
Really?
But yeah, something wrong. No.
That makes me feel old, Dion. Don't say it like that.
I know, right? My back just cracked. But he was a video. We got a video of it. I don't know if he still has it, but he was fucking it up. He was putting on the dance move. He was burning it up.
Oh man.
So it's a good time to be in, like, even with the little pop-up shows, being a promotional model. It's good times there, and then, you know, you get bigger and bigger. Like, I'm assuming the good times just keep on rolling.
Yeah, keep on rolling, yeah. I mean, like, if we had our own little pop-up shop, you know, that would be interesting.
Oh, they didn't even see the things yet.
Calm down. They didn't see the good stuff yet.
Hold on. Let's finish dinner first, and then we can go home and do the nasty.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Who said anything about the nasty, sir? We're wholesome here. That's a lie. Let's keep going. Cons. Harder to get into solely because it's, you know, rare. It's more like, you know, you got to know your stuff. You got to know your knowledge. You got to know prehand what we're talking about. You know, do you really support this brand? Is this brand really good? Are you friends with the person that, you know, are the only reason you're here is because, you know, you need a few extra dollars? You know, it might not be for you if you're not really motivated. And it can be stressful if you're really dedicated. I know for the most part, it's not going to be that stressful, but still, you know, you kind of got to put your foot in the door, you know, just a little bit, just a tad.
And it's also hella good networking at that point, because you're going to meet fashion designers, you're going to meet clothing line brands, and a lot of different other models that can, you know, maybe put you onto a show or whatever, you know, or another photographer. Never know.
No, you never know. Next. We're actually almost done. This is actually taking a lot less time than I thought. Huh. Noted. Glamour models. Now, in Cleveland, I really feel like this not makes up the majority, but it's a lot more than you think. They are modeling is centered on appearance, including facial beauty, body shape. These models are usually curvy than more diverse than editorial models, you know, with often book swimsuits, lingerie, photo shoots, all that good stuff. Again, I feel like it's more of them out there. I'm just saying, like, for let's say, for instance, all right, I feel Aaliyah could fit in this category. I really do. Magic, yeah. Magic. If she pops up every once in a while, just saying.
Focus, focus. No, that might be what we needed. Yeah, definitely Magic. Back when she did her first shoots with us, I can say that she definitely.
Oh man, Dion, plant this in your head. Photo shoot now with Magic.
I haven't seen Magic.
It's gonna be terrible. It's gonna be fire. I'm going to literally raise the dead. The dead are going to come.
You gonna raise her?
Yep.
Phoenix.
But pros can go hand in hand with other modeling, as it literally states. Can blend in with a lot of outlets. I feel like all over the world, this is more. I don't know why this is. It's not its own field, but it is its own field because you got to have your own look to it, you know. But it's very artistic. It's very more about art than selling stuff. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, the promotional model or the fashion model. It art personified. And this is what I particularly basically specialize in because I...
So, would you say that Boudoir shoes are a sense of... glamour photos for glamour models.
I definitely, if I can like find, I would double down and say it myself. If I had like a makeup artist that is just available all the time, like I would, I would destroy the game. Just saying that at that point, it's over. It's over. I'm leaving. I'm gone. Oh, wait, hold up. So, I completely take back that part of my con list, but it can be very stressful. You gotta do your own makeup, gotta make sure your outfit is up to par, and, oh God, listen, yeah. You gotta make sure, again, you gotta make sure that makeup don't melt, ladies. You gotta make sure that makeup is lured. And
isn't it like a spray that they...
But even after, Dion, remember what you said earlier. Remember the lights.
True.
Remember the lights. Lights, especially my lights. My lights are...
That's a good point.
Very, very dangerous. I mean, like... I don't know, man. But it is high standards. Just like any realm of modeling, it's just... You gotta... Not adhere to every standard, but, like... You gotta adhere to most of the standards, It's... Kinda like a give or take. I don't want to. I would say like you meet them halfway, if you can. Hopefully, because God forbid you run across the most asshole-ish artist that can ever breathe, and then you have to jump through hoops to get there. We're not going to talk about that. It's a lot of.
I had one name that came to mind.
We ain't gonna say names. We're not saying names. We are wholesome here. Wholesome, Dion. Wholesome. all right. The last one, air quotation marks, is print models. And these are the ones that everyone has seen. If you have seen a magazine, billboard, campaigns, booklets, flyers, posters, these are usually clear skin and nice smiles.
And like a little just side fact or whatever, I actually want to just ask, well, no, I'm gonna ask this question more later, so whatever, because I personally like print modeling, or whatever. Or when I say that, I like it from the point of view for a photographer.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, okay, I'm gonna just ask the question now.
Yeah.
Out of the 10, maybe you can answer after you go over it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But out of the 10. Which one is your favorite? I personally like print modeling because I know after my work is done, it's going to get put into a magazine or, whatever.
Yeah.
And thousands of people are going to see it. Millions of people are
going to see it.
And that's my favorite part, is just getting the art out there.
This is true. I mean, okay, I'll answer after this. You're right. Print models for us are like, just like magical. It gets you what you need. But the pros, high notoriety, right? Because as Dion just said, it is a lot. I mean, magazines literally sit everywhere. I don't think you... No, I mean, and if you want
to be... Have you ever went to the wall in a CVS store? It would be all across that wall.
And if you really want to be picky, for the people who are just like, oh, magazines take up so much paper, blase, blase, especially the type of paper they take up, they're still online. You can still, you know, blogs, you know, post them and all the time. So no one's ever missing anything. You know, and one may distinguish, you know, is it really print modeling if it's not in an actual physical magazine or a billboard or something?
We're not that cyber yet to call it cybering.
I mean, this isn't cyberpunk, but hey, we don't talk about how bad that was, but anyway, it does provide a lot of opportunities and blends.
It blends into. Sorry, we have a technical difficulty.
Sorry, technical difficulty. God. A lot of opportunities and media outlets. All right. A lot of media outlets. And when I say many, Instagram is basically just full of models at this point. At least mine is.
You talking about your following list or just Instagram in general?
Just Instagram in general. I mean, it's a mix.
We haven't got into it yet. It's going to be future episodes. We're going to talk about these IG models. But is it a difference?
It is a difference. It is a
got another difference between IG models and actual models.
Yeah. I mean, like, our models are actual models. I don't care what you know, especially.
They're all aspiring, you know, models or whatever.
Got to climb the top. But cons. And this one is like more different from the rest of them solely because it's the one that's been around in all honesty the longest.
Yeah, actually, when you think about it, it's probably the grandmother of modeling.
Oh my.
If you think about it.
Fancy. But larger workload, instantaneously off bat, solely because you can't just be in just one. Once you get one, instantaneously just...
You gotta keep on going.
You
gotta be a momentum. Gotta keep that momentum.
It's like fashion and editorial, but like, it's still like, the magazine doesn't necessarily have to tie into fashion.
Exactly. At all. You could be like, hey, just be the poster on this pamphlet for a hospital. You're just there in a shirt, blue jeans, sneakers, smile, cheese. It's over, you know?
Goodbye. Have a great time. And you see yourself on a billboard. That is the goal. That another goal. Thank you. I gotta make a vision chart at one point. But anyway, high maintenance. Very high maintenance in the sense that, okay, one day you might just be, you know, working with like a ad for Cleveland Clinic. Let's just go out on a limb here and say like they don't really want to use their own workers, but they want models, they want somebody, you know, that fits the bill, whatever. Advertisement, beautiful thing. But then the next month you're working with the top of the line here, top of the morning, just like the best designer that could just drop in your lap that's in Cleveland. Whoever you think that is at that particular moment.
And put your personal favorite.
Yeah, and put, there you go. Leave something in the comments, God dog, a Q&A or something. I don't know. But yeah, you gotta keep up. You have to, basically the grand game of modeling, you have to keep up. With trends, with all that good stuff, with makeup, with all. But it is very heavy competition.
Heavy,
because if you lose that one, whoo, you gotta pick back up there. It's like, you know, you gotta keep up your appearance. You know, you gotta model cars, no matter if you don't make it or not. You gotta pop up at least a couple of them.
Yeah. Also, I kind of see it a little bit like with actors and actresses or whatever, you know, they need a certain look for this this poster board or whatever.
Yeah.
So that means they're gonna look into 20 different models. 20 of the models kind of look like you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, how can I say this? It's like you have your own niche to you or whatever, but they have, there's the same look. Mm-hmm. So this, is your niche going to be enough to get you that look? You know, get you into that, you know, magazine or that, you know, billboard. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that leads into a question that we've been burning in for a long time now, because we ask this fairly a lot. I mean, like, I feel like day to day you wonder this after so long. After advertised on IG, are you still considered a print model or an IG model? Because before, it's a literal category for IG, like, literally. Apparently, you know, the way IG modeling works is that in all reality, you don't have to go for it looking for an agency. You do not have to go looking for an agent. You are selling you.
Yeah.
So
you are your own brand.
So if you take that post that is advertised online, are you advertising? But then again, IG modeling is very,
it's, you got the biggest follower count.
Yeah,
it's a big ass, you know, popularity contest.
And, but sometimes it doesn't even depend on that. It really goes down to the statistics, how much flow you got going through your page. You may have only 1,000 followers, but you have like a metric shit ton of people liking, commenting, you know, constantly looking at your story. So at the end of the day, like, would you want to be an IG model, or you really want to be the tried and true model, glam model?
You're not necessarily wrong with IG models in my book, but it's always a better preference.
I mean, theoretically, IG model is like really summarizing it, because at the end of the day, if you're doing IG, you are most likely also on Facebook, also on Twitter. This is a jumping stone. This is jumping. Tumblr back in the day. So like, you gotta, and if you're like, let's say in our nerdy realm, you're a cosplayer, you also probably have a Patreon, and it's more like an internet model. Like, you're encompassing all the social medias, really, in a sense, but, like,
I see what you're going, what you're saying, and everything, but technically TikTok. Now, technically now with, you know, photography and just, like, news outlets and everything just, you know, getting more, you know, digital and everything, like you say, even magazines are becoming digital. Isn't that still technically, you know,
it's that fine line. It's just like, are you present in the world enough to call yourself like a model, or are you in, like, just on the internet, like, not necessarily catfishing, but creating this brand, you see, that, you know, at the end of the day, is it real, or are you, like,
are you just making a persona, a character that doesn't really exist so that people will like you?
Some people would make the argument modeling is the biggest persona, because you have to put on a persona for your clients.
Touche. Yeah. I'll give you that one. But it's always business, though.
It's always business, though. At the end of the day. I mean, like, one would make an argument that, you know, none of it is real, but we're not going to go that philosophical. But at the end of the day,
it's all an illusion.
They are all beautiful queens and kings. So let's not forget our male models out there. I almost tripped over my own. Whew. But still, I think for the most part, to answer the question, Yeah, you're still a print model. You are still like on a magazine before you are on Instagram. So it really doesn't matter about Instagram. It was just posted on Instagram. It's just okay. Social media. I mean, like, now if you, now vice versa, if you post was literally printed on like a magazine, then that would be a whole like Tsukuyomi effect. I don't know what we were dealing with. But bonus round for another type of modeling that, you know, is very nowadays, I think, overlooked. Or maybe it's combined with something else. Personally, I think it's his own league in his own because I'm a nerd. All right. We have our standards, all right? Cosplay.
Cosplay definitely its own category.
Yeah. One, if you go back and read all of them, it would either go into fashion or it would go into glam.
Depending on the cosplayer, it would, you're right, it would be preferred between those two. Always depends on the cosplay.
It always depends on the cosplay. That's why it's in its own league of its own, because personally, you know, everybody has their own technique. Yes. You know, are we going for realism? Are we going for like the one-to-one, you know, oh, that's that character? Or are you trying to sexualize it? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to, you know, bring a little bit of spice to the table? You know what I'm saying? Which is never wrong. Sex sells, you know, at the end of the day. But I think this one is more, it's very undervalued, even though I'm going to a con right after my birthday, but we're not going to talk about that. It's going to be some fire coming, ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about it. Pros.
Pros.
Let's just make
hella creative.
Oh, yeah, creativity. You are the master of your domain. From the literal Naruto geeks to the
Marvel heads.
Oh man, listen, those crazy kids. Captain America, Jesus Christ! I've never seen Captain America so sexualized in so many different ways.
Every girl wanted to be Harley Quinn for Halloween.
It's sickening. Why was everybody Halloween? How many people? I should have got an account.
If you had to take a shot that Halloween for every Harley Quinn you saw,
oh, I'd be dead.
You'd be crazy like the Joker.
I'd be dead. I'd be gone because I saw way too many. I'm sorry for the ladies that were Harley Quinn.
Females were not original that Halloween. I'm sorry, but not sorry. I said what I said.
Don't get jumped, Dion. I won't be laughing. I won't try to help you. I won't be laughing. But at the end of the day, if one of our, like, several of our models are the ones that jump in you, don't expect me to jump in because, you know, they're the bread and butter here. Your face is sacrificable. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm telling the truth here.
As long as I got my eyes, I can still do my job. Okay. My eyes and my thumbs.
Yeah, you're right. If they break your thumbs, then I'm going to be like, oh, Lord.
And then you will have to pay for my insurance. And then,
shut up. Don't make this about money. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen.
Who you going to pay my medical bills?
Oh, God, Jesus. Anyway, that's maximum creativity. Is usually transferable across all social media, and I mean all. It's literal groups on Facebook. It has its own TikTok algorithm of just, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. It's like literally hacking into the planet. Like, literally. And on top of that, originality. And plus, they're a big fan base. Big. If you're a nerd and you don't do cosplay, I don't know.
I was never able to experience it myself, but Booth Babe at E3, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Thank you to any and every Booth Babe that may ever hear this in the years of 2005 to 2000, maybe not even 2005, 2002 to 2008, I want to say. I can't remember if they stopped them before then, but Booth Babes, you guys were number one.
It's okay. Hey, that's one thing we can bring back. Anyway,
Booth Babes.
Hey. Cons. It can be very tiresome. That's a lot that you're doing. That is a lot that you're doing. You're especially the ones that you make actually handcraft your own cosplay. Dear God, you're masters of your domain. I don't know how you do it. I don't know you do. I'm trying to get more of our models to cosplay. I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to like Tsukuyomi their entire minds.
Like, I got a couple ideas where we can do a shoot if someone would, you know, do a cosplay of Rogue. You know, I have a couple of places that we can shoot if someone wanted to do Starfire. I got a couple of places that we can shoot if someone wanted to do another Harley Quinn.
I mean, I'm just saying, our Patreon would blow up. Just saying. Speaking of Patreon, link to that Patreon. Anyway, another con, again, as big as the fan base is, it could be very toxic. Mm-hmm. If you get one thing wrong, oh my God, Jesus Christ. But at the same time, if you're cosplaying, I feel like you have the cojones to deal with that. Because they just have their own, like, it's a collective unconscious with that. It's just like, if you're in it, you're in it to win it, all right? Especially if you're on TikTok, mm-hmm. constantly doing it. Man, listen. But yeah, this still can be very toxic to them sometimes. And I do recommend all the ladies after this, if you get into it, take a break. Let's all remember that. Let's take a break from our social media every once in a while. Because so help me God, some people can just be so toxic. It's really, really, really sad.
And what I used to tell another good person I knew or whatever a long time ago, that block button is your best friend.
Right, though.
Don't listen to that post that say, if you block me, you weak. No, blocking is for your
mental. Whoever said that?
He's the toxic person on
the. Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was one of his posts or whatever.
Oh, wow.
It said, if blocking is for the weak, you gonna see me live my best life.
that's messed up, yeah.
That toxic post. But blocking really does. Like, it saves so much time, so much energy. You don't have to deal with the person. Like, just block them.
Yeah, please. Just block them. Please.
And if that person gets another account just to continue an argument, that person has no life. You really are above that person. Just move past it and block that next page.
A block button, your best friend. Man. I'm making that a tag somewhere. Block button, your best friend. Last con that I can think of. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we were bullshitting this last one because we came up with it at the last minute. But still, all right, it can be very critique heavy. And what I mean by that, the people that actually do it, God, Jesus.
You're talking about your fellow cosplayers?
Fellow cosplayers. You know, basically your you don't want to get it wrong, but you want to do it in your own
way.
But at the end of the day, it's all art. So one could say that your interpretation of it.
Like, if I wanted, like, if a girl, I like Raven, because I just seen this girl actually on Instagram, and she's a cosplayer or whatever. And she did a really nice Raven cosplay. So that's why I'm kind of like, eh.
Oh, man. Listen, it's so many Raven. Let's not talk about Raven cosplays.
So if they just wanted to do a pink Raven or whatever, mm-hmm. that's still Raven. It's still technically right.
Yeah.
But it's just not the purple that we're all used to. It's just
they're accused the toxic side because you didn't do it one way. Why are you doing it at all? You know what I'm saying? However, Pink Raven, let's analyze this, being nerds here. Not only did they pop up in the original Teen Titans, but they popped up in the Teen Titans Go. We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about it. But
my childhood was destroyed. I'm sorry. No. It's okay. It's all right. I'm not going to let that hurt me. It's not going to hurt me any longer. But still. Your interpretation is everything. Mm. You can, and this goes for all the reeling it back in. What you do with your craft is what you want to do with your craft. No one can ever deny that you put in that all-star effort. Ladies, come on. Especially, you know, Cleveland models. Let's just be honest here. That's the main reason why we made Prop Beauty, because we have some beautiful ladies in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. All right, let's just be honest. Let's be fair.
We do.
Like
Cleveland Beauty is its own unique beauty.
Dion.
What?
Dion.
I could have said something 10 times worse. So I'm like,
I mean, but that being said, going back to putting on my tag teaming off Dion. All right, because, you know, he's got to be an asshole. You know, putting on my bullying glasses. Ladies, get in the studio. And I mean all y'all. I love all y'all. Please, just let it shine, please. But that being said,
I'll let y'all hold a dollar. I don't know. We got a problem or something.
That's what I was saying earlier. I was literally saying, like, I can bribe y'all if that's what it takes. Do I have to bribe?
We need to feed y'all? Like, shoot. Like, what y'all want?
But that being said, you know, those are the 11, not 10, 11 types of modeling. Hopefully we give some ideas, some, you know, nutrients out there. I really hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. I love y'all. Support the brand. Support the beauty. Proud Beauty. I love saying that. I really do. It rolls off the tongue so, so beautifully. But anyway, I have to go create art. Dion, what you doing after this?
I am going to go and brainstorm ideas.
Oh, see? The thinking man over here. I love y'all. Take it easy.